amazing unicorns.
At Harman Brothers, we are huge believers in great products, and we believe that our marketing is always better when our team genuinely believes in the product. We try and only have partnerships with people who make really amazing products, and which has led to like some really cool like projects we've worked on and cool products like, you know, Purple Squatty Potty, Chapbooks,
Kodiak Cakes,
Skull Shaver for the bald people, not me.
Show and sell.
So Shay, do you want to start us off?
Yes. I have with me my battered Kinfield relief patches. These are for the bane of my existence, mosquito bites.
Okay.
So I found these on, it's a subscription I have. It's called Skim. It's a...
Skim? Like yeah, skim
with,
milk?
With two M's. It's like an email. It tells me some new stuff. Mm-hmm. It gives me like suggestions for products sometimes.
Man, you do love just spending money.
I do. Tell me how to spend it in ways that are helpful to me and other people. I found these and I know people say this all the time, but mosquitoes genuinely love me. I'm not trying to be like a pick me.
My son Wells is this way. And there's actually like research around this. There's certain blood types that mosquitoes are more attracted to. That kid, if we go outside at dusk in the summer, he would get like 50 mosquito bites. Yeah. At one point he literally had 26 different mosquito bites on his body from one night.
I have scrumptious blood. People.
Scrumptious.
I'll go with my friend. Yeah. They have zero. I have like 50 and I hate itching and my skin is white, like disgustingly white. And so the red welts stay for what feels like months. So it truly, anytime I get a mosquito bite, I'm like, oh, great. I'm going to have a bad month now. It just ruined the next five weeks. It really feels like that. And I've tried a lot of things. I got this burner thing. You've talked about this.
Yes, did you try that?
But that gives me scars.
I'm so sorry.
No, you didn't. I found it before you told me about it. So you don't blame yourself. I don't know if I got that brand.
It has like the little ceramic plate that heats up, right?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. I have learned. Anyway, so I really was desperate. I was just like, okay, but then I found these and they work so well.
Is this post-bite?
It's post-bite. You put it on, it doesn't itch, which is really the best part, and they look like zit patches.
Okay.
And they have hydrocolloid, which is what a lot of zit patches have. Okay. So I think they just like suck up the nasty.
It's supposed to neutralize the like venom that they spit in there?
Yes.
Does it legitimately like get
it
rid
works
of it?
Like, for me.
Like when you, is it like you're supposed to apply it like right after you get bit?
Yes.
And it just like.
Yeah. It speeds up the healing and it doesn't itch, which is like the best part.
Really?
I put it on for like a day and then when I take it off, it doesn't itch as much anymore. So here's my pitch. I have a couple pitches. One is a vampire who's like, I suck blood, but even I'm not as annoying as mosquitoes. And he hates mosquitoes as well. And it's gross because they're sucking second leftovers blood. And so it's just him trying to convince everybody that it's like, look, I know I suck and I suck blood, but I'm not as bad as these little beepers. The second one is someone who's having a beautiful day, soccer game, and then the slow-mo of a mosquito coming. And then it's like, no. The mosquito laughs maniacally as it's sticking its needle just really up close and you see it get into the skin and then you see it spread and you see its poison go in and then you see the problem of like the rest of the day completely ruined and then you see solution patch.
I love it. I love how much is a pat or how much is a box?
It's pretty expensive. I don't know, but I think it's like $15.
That's not terrible because how many patches are in there? This is like an interesting product. The one I have is very similar to this where it's an acute literal pain point. Like this is causing people pain and just like discomfort.
Sure.
I can't tell you, literally just this morning I was looking for something and I was amazed when I was looking through these bins that we have like in kind of our like mudroom locker area. My wife has like a basket that's literally full of different things like this.
Really?
Of devices, patches, bracelets, mosquito deterrents, like these, like this.
For bugs specifically?
Yeah. Yeah, for bug bites, for Wells, son, because he is like, it's the worst. And he'll come in at like 2 o'clock in the morning and be like, I can't stop itching my arm. It hurts so bad. And it's like bleeding. And we're like, I don't know what to do, you know?
Yeah.
So this is an interesting one because it's such an acute pain point. And I feel like it's interesting how like people who are in this position, they'll try so many different things. So many different things.
Here's one more thing I was going to say. I think they could even have a whole campaign that's like, if you've had a zit patch, you should try this. Because they're, I don't know if you've heard of Mighty Patches. They're very popular. They suck the pus out of your zit.
That was such a gross sentence.
And that's how they advertise. It's crazy. I'm just kidding.
It's literally just someone that goes up on their face and like, you're welcome. If you don't want someone to do that, here's a patch. I'll do it for you.
Yeah, that would be a great campaign.
That's like, so disgusting. You know, the thought of someone's pus going in your mouth makes me want to die.
Absolutely. But you know how people love to like pop your zits?
Yeah.
It's like keep those people away with a zit patch. Anyways, so people trust the hydrocolloid there. And that's what convinced me to get this is because I'm like, oh, those work. It might work for my zit patches.
And is the idea is the hydrocolloid helps increase the healing time?
That's part of it. And it draws stuff out. I don't know how it works.
Interesting.
But like you... when it's on for a while, you get this little white spot, and that's like whatever gunk is like on your skin.
Wild.
Yeah, it's crazy. You should try it. Look it up. Your turn.
My turn. Okay, there's a reveal in this. So I gotta...
Should I close my eyes? Should I look away and dramatically look?
Yeah, dramatic. Behold.
Oh my gosh. Wait, are these motion sickness glasses?
They are motion sickness glasses. Whoa. Okay, so...
how much were these first?
Okay, so... I'll give you a little bit of background.
Okay.
I found these a couple of years ago, probably like 5 years ago now. These are my wife's. The first company who developed these is a French car manufacturer called, this Kurt corrected me on how these are pronounced.
Okay.
Citroën. It's like C-I-T-R-E-O-N, I think is how you spell it.
Can I see those?
Yeah. So they are a car company.
They're like noodles.
Yeah, they're like noodles. They still sell these for like $100 or 100 euros. So I don't know what the euro, like, exchange rate is right now, but basically $100. It's such a cool idea and such a cool technology. It's so rudimentary too. That's why they've been copied by a billion people. And I bought this off of, at the time, the only place you could buy them was on eBay. They didn't even have them on, like knockoffs on Amazon.
Oh, wow.
But they had eBay ones for like $25.
Oh, cool.
Now you can get them on Amazon for like 10. So I don't know if they didn't get them patented in the United States or something, or they didn't have good patent protection when they made these. But the idea is, because do you know why you get motion sickness?
Mm-mm.
So you have, it's really wild. You know what your equilibrium is?
Yes.
Basically, you have a little bit of a water basin in your ear that it will move from side to side that will, you know, when you move. And then there's little hair follicles and like hairs that like are very sensitive to that like translate that movement back to your brain.
Hmm.
And essentially, people who have motion sickness, if I'm getting this right, the signals from their equilibrium, from those little hairs that are translating into like directional like awareness, it's incongruent with whatever they're seeing. So that's why people in cars, they are seeing the car that is staying steady. And then the actual like movement is different from what they actually like, they're actually like seeing visually, right? So it's like their two are like competing with each other. Like they're confused. They're like, wait, you should be feeling this way. But like your eyes are telling your brain, you should be feeling this way. And so that's why they always say like, go look at the horizon. Like, so you get locked on the horizon. Like when you're on a ship, they always tell you like go to the back of the boat where there's least motion and like focus on the horizon. So it limits the effects of motion sickness of that like cognitive dissonance.
Hmm.
I'm sure I'm screwing that up on some technical level, but that's essentially the idea is like you're getting conflicting messages of how you should feel like in a directional sense. So what this does is it like gives you a false horizon that is completely matched to your head. So you have it in your peripherals here, like in there, and then obviously out of your peripherals in your front, like in the front too. And it basically creates an artificial horizon because the water always is on the horizon, right?
Yeah.
And so the idea, this was, I didn't believe it. My wife has tried every type of motion sick patch, you know, Dramamine, like drowsy free. She always just like gets so crazy sick.
In the car specifically?
Everywhere.
Anywhere.
Everywhere. She'll get sick on planes. She'll get sick like boats. Like she went on like one cruise and she was like, I just was sick for like 5 days straight,
which is miserable,
right? She went on like a...
Did she know that she had motion sickness when she went?
She grew up like having motion sickness.
So she just...
She was just like, I guess I'll just go and see. But like, and then her problem is like, some people are like, Dramamine's fine, but she just gets knocked out, even drowsy free.
Yeah.
Like, here's the story. When we went to New Zealand, it's a 17-hour flight to New Zealand.
Wow.
She slept... because she popped 2 Dramamine. She slept for 14 and a half hours straight on an airplane.
Oh my gosh.
Like, they had 3 meal services.
Wow.
Like, while she was sleeping. And when she woke up, she was like, oh, where's all my food? I'm so hungry. But that was intentional because anyway, we were going across the date line and it was a huge travel day. But I actually bought her these for that trip in 2019.
Okay.
And they were like game changers.
Really?
Like absolute game changers, right? Because she would put them on, and the idea is you put them on, you wear them for 20 minutes, and you can, in theory, you can take them off and the effects last for like 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
And so you don't always have to wear them because you look like an absolute moron wearing these.
I think they're cool.
They're not.
They give Stuart Little vibes.
Yeah. Like, this feels like you'd get beat up as an adult wearing these.
Yeah. They look like a nerdy mouse would wear them, which is like worse than a nerdy humor.
Like a cartoon mouse. Like, we rented a camper van. And for part of it, and like I was driving all the time because she didn't want, it's the other side of the road down there, and she didn't want to drive. And so she was
always. Did she get motion sickness when she's driving too?
No, not usually.
Just in the passenger.
But like passenger. Seat. But like, okay. If we're like, when we go up the canyon here in like Utah, like sure. she'll be so sick, she has to sleep it off. Like she has to go to like bed and wake up the next day. The crazy thing is these worked so well that she, like one time I was like, dude, can you like get me some food? And she's like, sure. And so she like. Put them on. She's like, put them on for like a couple minutes before.
Yeah.
Let it kind of do its thing. She was able to get up and walk around and make like lunch in the camper van and bring it up and not get sick.
Whoa.
Which was like, if she would have done that while we were driving, she would have been out for like the whole day.
Wow.
Like just like headache, nauseated, just like feels like crap.
Wow.
And we went all sorts of boat rides and stuff in New Zealand and plane rides and like going from island to island. Not like no motion sickness whatsoever.
And did she keep them on or did she take them off after 20 minutes?
No, she would put them on beforehand.
Oh, okay.
And then she'd be fine. Yeah, she'd keep them with her because like if she felt like she was getting queasy, she'd just put them back on. But it was cool. Like magic. And then the crazy thing is even sometimes she would put them on and she would feel some of the effects, like she'd feel nauseous or she'd start to get a headache from it.
Yeah.
But if she was wearing the glasses, it was like the effects would almost dissipate almost immediately when she stopped moving.
Oh.
When she got out of the car, it would fade much more rapid.
That's cool.
Instead of sticking with her for like another 12 hours, time. Right? So that's how I found them. They're amazing and they're super cheap. I feel like you could never actually market these, but the original advertisement was so weird. It was the weirdest freaking ad. It was like this. It was all real life footage of people in trains and like airplanes, but they had like animated faces, like hand-drawn faces on top of their faces of them like getting like turning green and being like, ugh, ugh. But like they had real bodies that were like being animated, like, ugh, ugh. But then like cartoon faces. And I was just like, this.
It's like a college theater project.
Yeah. It was very bizarre. I mean, I guess it worked.
Yeah.
Cause
but what do you mean that you couldn't actually market those?
Well, I think now, like, because they basically been like, there's not a single so brand. Times. And people got knocked off. If they would have patented them and they could have like taken down the knockoffs.
Gotcha.
Now everything is just like, anyone could go manufacture these and they're like $10 on Amazon. There's a billion of them, right?
Gotcha.
But if they would have had patent protection, I would have loved to market these because they're so different than anything else out there. And like, if you've met anybody that has motion sickness that bad, it's like, I literally had a friend whose wife was so motion sick, they went to like a witch doctor to try and figure out, because they had spent so much money going to like, you know, ear, nose and throat doctors to do equilibrium like treatments to like see if they could like get it back on track, you know, all sorts of stuff. And then I showed him these and he's like, this literally has changed their life. Cause he is like, he loves to travel. Him and his wife travel all over the world. And she would be sick all the time.
Oh my
And this made heavens. It so like it gave back their vacation.
Whoa.
So this leads into my first pitch.
Okay.
So my first pitch would be a couple who's traveling to New Zealand. No, just kidding. But a couple that's like traveling. Okay. And the wife, I'm just basing this literally off of my wife.
Okay.
But this is not how she is now. But like the idea would be like the husband is like on vacation and he is just absolutely destroyed. Not because he's motion sick, but because his wife, now that she has these motion sick glasses, is just like nonstop. And she wants to do everything. She wants to go bungee jumping. She wants to go on all the boat rides. She wants to go do all the things that she couldn't do. And the husband is like, it's almost like an anti-ad, like it's pro-ad, like where he's talking about like how she has all this energy and now he's worn out because she just wants to go everywhere.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like they could probably go back and forth pitching for the product. Very few products actually give back meaningful experience and time.
Well, thank you all. And to all a good night.
Thanks, guys. Shay is just so natural.
I hate when things end.
Thank you for watching Raising Unicorns.
Subscribe now.